1480 KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
We're all here.
It's not about where the birds are flying, the fish are swimming.
No.
It's about Randy.
No, it's about Neil.
It's
Neil
all and, about me.
It's all. No, it's all about Lynn and Neil both buying breakfast today. Lack of communication. Lack of communication is a good thing on my part.
We had Elsie flying in the old drive-up today at McDonald's, didn't we? Huh? She heard about me talking about her earlier on the radio that, you know, if you don't stop once a day there, she doesn't know where you're at.
Yep.
And I go, so were you listening to the radio? And she goes, no, but someone came through and already told me that you were talking about me on the radio, and they were laughing all the get out.
Yeah, go through there some morning and order 4 sandwiches and 1 coffee.
Yes, yeah.
So she answered, she looked at me funny, didn't say anything. I said, make that 2 coffees.
I'm not eating all of these.
Hey.
Boy, that guy really, he's
an eater.
He's a guy.
He's an eater.
Day.
Oh, speaking of eating, wow. I mean, they're going to have some food in this place today. CMN, Children's Miracle Network, man, they really get it wound up over here.
They got the crock pot going over there.
Oh,
I might have to hang out all
perfect.
Day long.
You know, I don't know why we've got 2 bags of McDonald's and we got the spread. We've got granola going on our yogurt. We have it going on today here, guys.
Chicken in the crock pot over there.
Chicken in the crock pot. We're rocking.
Neil is leaving for a tournament today.
Hopefully.
Just got hit.
Catfish tournament?
Yeah.
Noodling.
Oh.
It is the National Noodling Championship.
On Lake?
Winnebagoche.
No, it's in that lake over in Tripson Falls, Montana.
Tripson Falls,
yeah.
You know, speaking of good food.
I know someone that would like good food.
No, I know, but I got to tell you a story.
If you
about
hit
good
the
food.
Casinos up north, you'll find this guy.
Me and this guy here,
yeah,
we were fishing a tournament, the Wave Whackers.
The Wave Whackers on Mille Lacs?
On Mille Lacs.
Where you can't catch fish anymore?
And we were pre-fishing, and we had a whole bunch of walleye. Yeah. And this is the way we cleaned our fish, and you could bring them to this restaurant, and they had Cajun pan-fried walleye that day. You ask Mike, he'll tell you he's probably some of the best of walleye he's ever ate.
Mike who?
Everybody knows him, our favorite guy out of
Leech Lake. Our favorite guest from Leech Lake and up at Walker, Minnesota. Do we have you live and local?
Absolutely. I'm just trying to figure out what we said we caught. I don't know. Randy was netting mine. I don't know what he's going to eat for supper.
No, I just got done telling the story to Neil. Do you remember Neil Jensen?
Absolutely.
That's a no.
Yeah, is that a no?
Yeah, I remember Neil.
Yeah, you guys were guided.
We worked together years ago in Pollock, South Dakota.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So anyways, I was telling him the story about the good old warrior boat when you're back trolling and
yeah, we've heard that one before.
I went all the way down and I said, I had to tell Neil, I said, the best part of it was when he was trying to hook up that gas tank and he cuts his thumb wide open.
Oh, yeah. Well, the sad thing about that whole trip was that the guys that won the tournament was on our spot where we only fished for a couple hours and we had really good weight anyway, but.
Well, we had
you live and learn, you know.
We had the spot, but unfortunately, we had to get towed off it.
don't put a gas cap fill back in your splash bowl, that's for sure.
That would do it, wouldn't it? Lessons. We finally got on the tournament winning fish, and we got water in our gas.
Oh, we couldn't go anywhere.
So what happened once he cut the line, and what did he cut?
He slashed his thumb wide open, and he said, that's it, we're loading this.
SOB.
We're getting on it. I said, no, Mike, no, let's get
calm down.
Let's figure this out. And we did end up getting back on the water.
You did?
Yeah. But I think we only ended up with about an hour left to fish or something like that.
Boy. We even caught more fish.
We did. We actually caught more fish. It was a good day.
So, everyone, we are up talking to Mikey Lewis up there in Walker, Minnesota. On the beautiful shores of Leech Lake, and just fun to head up to a different part of the country. We got some history here with all the players here in the studio. Neil did some guiding in that Pollock area. Randy, of course, had fished 1 or 2 wave whackers, and I've had the pleasure to be in the boat and jump into my boat up there on Leech Lake a couple times. Good to hear from you again, Big Mike.
Absolutely.
So what's cooking up in Walker? We were just discussing, excuse me, when is the opener in Minnesota?
It's always the weekend of Mother's Day now.
Yeah, that would be it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's perfect weekend for an opener in Minnesota.
So would that be the 7th?
Take all the men out of the house.
Is that the 7th or the 14th?
14th.
Okay.
Ice is just leaving the lake.
Really?
South of us, Leech Lake has still got ice on yet, yeah.
Still froze over or the bay is open?
No, it's the bay is about, well, Walker Bay is out about 100 yards from shore, but the main lake is starting to rock around a little bit, but
wow.
With the 60-degree weather, it'll go off. But wow. Everything south of here is off, so.
You know, they've been.
Wow, still got ice.
We've been water skiing down here, Mike.
Not all of us.
What the heck's going on? I don't know, but I tell you what, you know what, that'd be kind of a good place to hold the final showing of the national ice noodling tournament on Leech Lake next year.
Life jackets required for this one.
I don't think there's any catfish here, though.
That don't matter.
Now, well, you know, I just got back from South Florida, and I was practicing down there, and unfortunately, I stuck my arm in this hole, and I got her snapped off by a turtle.
We can give you some of those Lindy Kevlar gloves. It'll be a musky noodling tournament. There you go.
Musky noodling.
That'll separate the men from the boys. Musky noodling.
Absolutely. Hey, did everyone see the viral video this week about the guy in his 13-foot kayak, and he's pedaling, and
they were
going to their fishing spot down in Louisiana.
Pulls up the gator.
Don't tell the story before the story gets told.
Very poor sense of timing this one.
Gosh, so he's got his 11-year-old girl sitting behind him in his kayak, and boy, they see a part of a noodle, you know, a swimming noodle, just a section. He goes, God, hey, there's something on there. Starts pull. You saw this, Randy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, starts pulling it up, and I'm sure everybody else in the world's seen it by now because,
except for me.
Facebook. Big Mike, have you seen this?
No.
You didn't see it? Okay, so he starts pulling it up, and then the second noodle, that thing starts, you know, there's a noodle attached about 10 feet further down this nasty, hardcore rope, and he's pulling, they're thinking must be a gar or a big catfish, and his daughter reaches over the side of the boat, and he goes, no, be careful, sweetheart. And all of a sudden, boom, boom, he pulls it a couple more times. Big old gator's mouth comes out of the water. He goes, you should have seen him. He looks back. He goes, and he starts pedaling like a banshee because he had this video camera set up on the front. On the front of this boat, looking at the two, it's like,
that's awesome.
Word is it awesome? It is. You got to go out. I mean, there's tons of people that have shared. Outdoor Hub had it on their twice a week email this week too. So it's really a cool video. But anyway, that's noodling at its finest.
That's noodling at its finest.
Think you could go down there and do a little noodling and find something?
No, I don't think so. But I tell you what, though, I think if you need to get the proper equipment, Mike, what's real hot? Right, what's hot on the market this?
Yes,
what's going on this spring?
Well, the new Hummingbird Helix Stepfinder series has been hot.
What's everybody buying? Are they buying the 7s, the 9s? What?
Well, the 9s been the biggest seller.
Why is that? Why is this Helix 9 the most popular? Is it price? Is it what it offers?
It's a great value, and it has really, really good target separation, and the price is right on it. The price point's really good. So
it's the most economical one you can get that networks yet, isn't it, Mike?
Exactly.
Oh,
so your Minn Kota trolling motor with the link system and with the chip and stay on your contours, and you know, you're with the side imaging, it's, you know, $1,000 bill, and all the other ones are $2,000-$3,000, so it's a great value.
So you don't have to spend $1,000 for this unit and then buy a $600 transducer.
Correct. Everything's there, ready to rock.
Oh,
darn it. What am I going to do with that extra money now?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really funny nowadays. These people buy these nice electronics units, and all of a sudden, hey, where's that transducer that's supposed to show all this stuff out to the sides? And you go, well, you didn't know you had to buy a $600 transducer? And they're like, oh, my pocketbook just went. new.
I couldn't tell my wife how much I spent on the graph. I can't buy the transducer.
They buy a new boat and they stop in to reach and they spend another $5,000 on electronics, you know?
Oh, man, isn't that something nowadays? But, yeah, I suppose that's why this one has been a little bit on the hot. And Neil said something about networking. There's some people that just have one unit on their boat. That wouldn't be real beneficial. But if you have two units, one on the front, one on the dash, or two on the dash, they'll communicate with each
other. Isn't the processor faster in that 9 than it is in the 7, Mike?
The 9 is faster also, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's more than just the networking.
The schedule's the stuff here. He's studied up.
He's looking it up on the internet right now.
I got a book in front of me.
He used to guide with you out at Pollock. I mean,
I heard all those Pollock guys. They know everything.
I know everything no matter where I'm from. It really doesn't matter Pollock or not Pollock.
That was back in the good old days.
I think he knows Ricky Baumgartner too.
Ricky and I were partners. Yeah, that was back in the early days. Ralphie Gravos was there.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't know if Ralphie's still alive. Yeah. I'm guessing not.
Ralphie's up north. He's not doing very good. They put him in a nursing home. He had a couple bad strokes, so he's...
Where's he at, Linton?
Kicking,
is he in Linton at the Linton nursing home?
Watford City,
North Dakota.
I got a story about Ralphie that's got to be told. Okay. Ricky and Ralphie and I were down guiding for Chuck Krause years ago. We stayed in a trailer. Poor Ralphie had two good teeth in his mouth, and one of them was abscessed. He went to the Mobridge dentist, and they pulled the wrong one. They were so rotten, they couldn't tell. So here poor Ralphie is with one tooth on it that's abscessed, and we didn't know what to do. He couldn't afford a dentist, so Ricky Baumgartner had him standing on a chair. We took fire line, tied it to his tooth, tied it to the hook on the plant hook on top of the trailer house. And Ralphie's sitting there saying, I'm not sure. And about that time, Ricky kicked the chair. Ralphie come down. There hung the tooth, blood everywhere. I'm 21 years old. I'm sitting there looking at it thinking, oh, my God, I got to find a different way of work here. This is not going to work. What a career.
I was along on that guy trip.
Oh, were you? So that you know that was the true story, don't you?
Wrong tooth.
That's the wrong tooth. Oh,
let Mikey.
What's that, Mike?
One time Ralphie was at Chuck Krause's tavern and he parked his Suburban right next to the deck of the trailer we were renting, and you couldn't get a credit card through there, but it never scratched his truck. He was quite the fisherman.
How did you guys survive out there?
Oh, I took off many years out of my life.
We got to go to Watford City and see this guy.
If he's not doing good, that's too bad. I haven't seen Ralphie in years.
Yep, we called him the Norwegian Ninja.
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
this is all clean fun so far, isn't it?
Yeah, it gets worse about 11.
We met him in the Montana Governor's Cup. We were the very first Montana Governor's Cup. We bombed and I were leading it, and he was like in the top 5, and we were crankbait fishing, you know. And they have this fisherman's story. You tell it, you know, the wildest story to win the contest. So we had a 15-pound northern we caught the first day, and he took it to the fisherman's story, and he won the contest about how the fish swam down and got locked itself in a car, and he dove down and opened up the door of the car and popped the fish back out. Anyway, we ended up in, I think, second or third place, and Ralph had fourth or fifth place. And
oh, God, but he won the contest.
Oh, jeez.
Sunrise Ceremony were the last three tournament teams watched the sun come up in the parking lot of the tavern that next morning, you know.
Oh. Oh, I believe it.
The stories are getting cleaner now.
Oh. So anyway, we caught a lot of fish. We were kind of like... how'd you say, Willie Nelson's crew, you know, the road crew.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
We played good music, caught a lot of walleyes, but we ran pretty fast. So
Oh, what a crew. And now I've met Baumgartner, and I've met you, Mikey, and I'd love to. Sheesh, that'd be.
Oh, Ralphie.
Ralphie, he don't have any teeth on. Does he eat mashed potatoes the rest of his life or what?
I don't know. He didn't eat. I never saw the man eat. He drank a lot.
He had hydraulic hamburgers for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, huh?
Oh, man. How'd we get off this subject? Some funny stories.
By not having a subject.
But hey, there's some cool new crankbaits out from Lindy. The Rally Fish and the it's like a spinoff of their 24/8 bombers, and they have a new, a copy of their Wally Diver and their CC Shad, but they're new colors, so take a look at those. Those are going to be good.
Yes, that, we had someone on from Pradco last week, we asked him about those because I was running through the Minneapolis boat show a couple weekends ago and I go, hey, those are 24 A's. Those are 24 long A's. That is a Lake Oahe machine right there. Mikey be the one. He ran those things out there in the day, I'm sure, and he'd be the one to pick out. And now they're coming in, maybe some walleye catching colors too.
Yeah, they come out with some new colors and the same exact crankbait because Pradco owns Lindy. But take a look at those; they're gonna be good. It's gonna be a good year with early ice off, and the boys in the river right now are catching fish north of Pawlak and actually right below Spillway in Pawlak, South Dakota. There they've been getting a lot of crappies. So that's kind of a well kept secret. The crappie fishing early spring, a guy should utilize that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm still belly laughing trying to catch my breath from the doggone story here.
Oh, my word. That is really good stuff. We didn't talk about Leech Lake and what a nice, it's not a bad drive from this part of the country for our local listeners to kind of get that northern Minnesota experience, Mikey. What do you think what's the talk and the outlook for the Leech Lake area? There's a bunch of lakes around there, but Leech Lake gets all the mention.
Well, Leech is, the hub of the whole thing, and then you got Lake Winnie, it's just north, and then you have Calf Lake, and then there's some great lakes, there's 10 Mile Lake, Woman Lake, there's a lot of 4 and 5,000 acre lakes around here, and there's a lot of small lakes around that, south of here, Park Rapids, the Crowing Chain's full of panfish and bass, if you like the bass fish, you could just base right out of here and fish a different lake every day if you just don't want to fish Leech, and they're all going to be a good experience.
I still remember
the bass fishing.
I still remember the Sunset Lodge north of Walker, and to experience that. And my mother and father-in-law come up there to stay a night or two with us, and they still talk about running into reeds in Walker, and what a fun place to go visit. It's almost like a destination place up there.
There's everything in that store. Yeah. I love going in there.
It's like
everything from your
soup to nuts.
Rifle to exactly reeds for gals to the children's section to everything and anything. You can walk. You can sneak back and buy a gun, and you can send your wife up to the front, and she can hide out there and can meet in the car and see who you spent.
That's what happens too.
Or you can run across the street to Christmas Point and talk to my aunt.
Really?
Exactly.
That's a cool store.
Aunt Jane?
No, that'd be Aunt Peggy.
Aunt Peggy's across the street
across
at
the
Christmas store.
At Christmas Point there.
Christmas Point,
it's a real kind of a cool store.
Next time I go over there, I'll ask for the employee discount. Randy said you did.
Yeah, there. Just tell her you get get some of that nice dip they got there. See, are you guys a little concerned about the pressure that Leech Lake is going to have this year because of the closing of the walleye fishing in Mille Lacs?
Not really. We had a lot of pressure the last two or three years, but the slot still protects the main, the 20 to 26 inch fish we want to save, and the smaller fish need to get caught out. Half of the population should be taken out every year. The biologists figure that you take half of those 15 inchers and half of those 16 inchers, so that's a good thing, and make room for the ones underneath them. And there's a lot of little fish. There's a lot of, the 20 to 26 inch stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable how many 23 and 24 inch fish are in here right now.
But I thought the last time I was up there, you could catch 23 inch fish all day long.
Boy, what a fun thing for a family or
but
just
going
a
to Canada. They let them go and they keep their couple. A lot of them are limited out on the 14 to 17s, and if they catch half of those, that's enough. They caught 40 fish, and they talk about, wow, we got all these 3-4 pound walleyes. I've never seen this before.
Wow, what a turnaround for that lake.
Yeah, and you know what half the fun of going to Leech Lake isn't catching the fish. It's just being around that area. I love Leech and Cass. What a beautiful part of the world. Yeah.
I'm kind of spoiled here. I live right on the lake. Old Lynn's been on my place.
I saw the Ponderosa.
I walk right down to my boat and kick right out of the harbor.
Have you replaced that toilet in there yet? Hey, have you replaced that toilet in there yet?
Oh, yeah. After you guys laugh, I have to.
Are you still running the Tuffy?
The Tuffy's been sold. I'm a no boater until probably.
Oh, you're a no boater? You're going to be a shore fisherman this year?
I don't know. I have enough friends I can borrow off of that I took out for many years. So.
Now we're starting to look for an excuse to go to Leech, aren't we?
If you ever need a boat, you can go get it. I got a boat sitting up there right now. You can go get it. It's a Crestliner. It's a 17-footer. It's got a 90 horse on the back. It's got everything you need on it, Mike. Let me know if you ever need it.
My buddy, Big Ricky Baumgartner on Pollock, he's got a brand-new 25-foot tri-tune he's going to set up here next weekend.
Well, you better get out there before July because it'll be trashed by July. It's brand-new this weekend.
Oh, no.
There'll be some night crawler.
You can grow corn in the back of that thing.
He's got the fisherman's package, you know?
Yeah, he did get the tri-tune, huh?
He had a one bear and there was a tree growing in a transom of it. It was like a little cottonwood tree.
Yeah, you call it a tree, he called it a bimini top.
Yeah, no wonder why he couldn't make a left turn.
The cottonwood seed started growing in there, like out of his carpet on the corner of his boat. And there's like about an 8-inch cottonwood tree growing out of his transom.
What a great bet.
Pretty bad when you got to get the combine out just to clean out your boat.
Great shade tree.
I was staying at the cabins out there. I used to live in Mowbridge, and I was helping them guide. And the repo outfit came to repo his boat, and they looked at it again. The window was open, and they were looking at my boat, and I go, oh, wait a minute. That's not the right boat.
Oh.
And they said, well, I heard him, maybe he'll start making payments on it. We'll just leave it here.
We'll write it off and hope for better. Yeah, the tree was only 4 inches tall. They left it.
We're not going to repo that piece of crap.
They took one look at it and they hit the trail.
Oh, jeez. Ricky and I went to buy a Suburban one time when we were drinking the whole way down, bought it at night, stayed at a motel right here in Watertown, woke up the next morning, couldn't find our Suburban. Ricky said, that one there's got dealer plates on it, but not near as much rust was there last night. It was completely rusted out. That can't be ours. Yes, it is.
Oh, my. All right, Mikey. Well, we're reaching here another minute towards the top of the hour for news. But just give us a last second, throw this all together and give us a quick little update on anything else happening in Walker. You know, you got the Krause-Anderson Walleye Classic. Is that still the famous tournament out of Walker?
It is, yeah. And if you're bored this coming weekend, there's a great big gun fair going on down. It's one of our deals every spring. It's called the Spring Gun Classic down at LeBlanc's Race Creek. Down in Little Falls, we got a huge, all the reps will be there from Sig Sauer to Browning to everyone that makes guns, and you can try before you buy. So that's a big thing going on right now.
Oh, really?
And the panfish are going to start biting here soon, and, you know, we're looking at a good spring. The shiner should be spawned up before opener, so it should be a great fishing. You and Randy should come back after we'll put the band back together and catch some fish.
Oh, boy. Yeah, head down to the casino at night, right, for the buffet.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we sure appreciate it, Mikey. Golly, we shared some stories here. That was good this morning. We got to do this again, all right?
The scary thing is they're all true.
Yeah, you know how it is. Always tell them the truth because they think you're not telling the truth. Yeah. So they never believe a lie.
I knew I was going to live this long when I took better care of myself, right?
Yeah. All righty. This morning, live from Leech Lake, we thank you, Mikey Lewis.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
All righty. Back to the studios. You know, guys, that was that I've not laughed that belly laughed that long. Oh,
you
pull my
the wrong tooth is beyond me.
You pull the wrong tooth and then you get the right one out and he doesn't have any left.
I didn't know. I forgot old Mikey.